CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston, a radio.com station. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Hey everyone, and welcome to our show, I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. I'm Jessie Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
Now, I actually do the morning show with Sarah Pepper on Mix 96.5.
And I run a food and lifestyle blog on Instagram.
Okay, now it's more than a food and lifestyle blog on Instagram. Danielle runs this account called Hangry Houstonian. And every person I've met in Houston goes, oh my God, I know her. I love her. I follow her page. So pull out your phone right now. Go to her page. Chances are you probably follow her. Danielle, tell me why you started your page. Like, what is your page for?
Well, I love that because I want to be the plug for Houston, for foodies in Houston. I want to be a resource for people. So I started it 3 years ago to be a tool, a resource. And I've always had a love for photography and I was always taking pictures of my food because I love, love, love food. And so I started posting them online and people just started realizing that it could be a resource for people to be able to look and find what's cool and happening within the city.
So Danielle and I are both transplants. Neither one of us is from Houston. Whether you're a transplant or you're from here, I think you'll agree that you could live in Houston for however many years you want and you could never try all the restaurants that are in this city. It's insane.
There are so many restaurants. I mean, you really have to categorize them like within Mexican, different cuisines. So yeah, there's a ton.
Even like places in the city. I mean, when you first moved to Houston, everyone's like, oh, it's such a big, small town. And you're like, have you seen it? Have you seen the inner loop? This is terrifying.
Well, you have to break Houston down within like if it's within the inner loop. And that's like my specialty is inner loop and Heights area.
Right. So when Danielle and I got matched up to do this podcast, we were so excited because both of us are transplants. And what we really want to do since we both moved to Houston, we love the food. We're big foodie people, is just help you. We want to help girls. We want to help guys. We want to help you live your best foodie life in Houston because we know it can be a little bit terrifying looking at it from the outside. And you may start to repeat restaurants and you want to try something new. We want to help you figure out not only where to go to dinner, where to take your date on a date night, where to go get drinks, where to go bar hopping. Like, we are going to be your one stop, where to check out when you want to figure out, okay, girls, what are we doing tonight? Where are we going tonight? Trust me. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. We got you.
We are definitely going to be that resource for you.
Danielle, when you look at your Instagram page and you go through your DMs, what is the number one question you get asked?
The number one question I get asked is probably, what are the best date night spots in Houston?
Oh, that is such a big one. So that's why every week when you come to our show, first thing we're going to do is we're going to help you out with your date nights. We're going to give you places to go. And these aren't like your average, where do I go in Houston for a date night? This is like, baby, I just got paid. We're about to ball out date night. Like, you're going to impress. What are we on Tinder? Is that what we're doing?
We're on Hinge.
We're on Hinge.
Tinder's a thing of the past. Hinge is the new go-to. So it is payday. And now we are going to select our date night spot for our Hinge date.
We met our cute boy, our cute girl on Hinge. We're figuring out where to take them. What is like top three restaurants in your opinion?
Top three restaurants for me are going to be number one, Traveler's Table.
Okay.
And then number two, Squabble.
Okay.
In the Heights. And then number three, La Lucha.
Oh, they all sound bougie.
Yes, kind of bougie. Payday bougie.
Okay, so let's start with Traveler's Table. That was the first one. Where is Traveler's Table at?
Traveler's Table is in Montrose.
Okay. So you suggested Traveler's Table to me before, which is why I went to it the other night. And it is like the cutest place, unlike any place I've ever seen in Houston. So I want you to describe when you walk into Traveler's Table, like, what do you see? What's the feeling you get? You're going for a date night. You bring her in there. What's the first thing she sees?
So the first thing that she's going to see, he or she's going to see, are a lot of greenery. It's really interesting looking place. The architecture is really, really neat. There's like almost like a bamboo kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
Tropical vibes. There's a lot of different vibes in the restaurant because Traveler's Table has it's a really interesting concept. The owner of Traveler's Table, the head chef and owner, he was a journalist. He traveled around to a ton of different places. He traveled around all over the world and found dishes that he loved from each place. And so he wanted to open up a restaurant with dishes that he loved from each place. And so he created Traveler's Table. And so you're able to travel through these dishes. And it's so incredible because when you go to restaurants, a lot of times, you're going to an Italian restaurant or you're going to a French restaurant. With Traveler's Table, you're really able, there's something for everyone there. And I love that. So it's a great date night spot because you don't know if Sally Charlie from Hinge loves pizza or if Billy likes barbecue. I mean, there's something for everybody there. So I think it's such a great date night spot because it will really hit all the points for everybody.
Yeah. You know, some people really like Italian. Some people really like, you know, whatever it is. They had everything on the menu. And you're right. When you walk in, it was almost like got like this like Thailand theme.
Yeah. They definitely have a very large Thai presence with a lot of their dishes. And I love Thai food. So Traveler's Table has become one of my favorite restaurants because of that. But it definitely has high ceilings, great cocktails, very like you would definitely have a cocktail with like a flower in it kind of thing. Like or like a tropical umbrella. Oh, yes.
Listen, there was like, I don't even know what I got, but it was really good. There was like two mangoes in it. There was a raspberry, kiwi.
Yes.
You feel bougie. And I have to say that for all the things we got, it was really affordable.
Yeah. I think they're trying to make it, because it is Montrose, they're trying to make it affordable. I mean, it's not a neighborhood necessarily type restaurant, but it has a neighborhood price to it.
Right. And it didn't break the bank. And you had actually suggested that if I go, I get this Brazilian cheese bread.
Oh, yes. I can't even pronounce the name of it, but I just call it the Brazilian cheese bread. And I think that's probably the best way to describe it. It is so freaking good.
I seriously could have ordered 12 more pounds of it. I don't even understand, like, how would you describe this cheese bread? Like, what even is it?
So it has the most incredible texture to it. It has almost like a chewy kind of gummy texture to it.
Yeah.
But it's like not too doughy. So I have actually made it before at home, not as good as Traveler's Table. But I think I used tapioca flour for it. So it's not regular flour that they're using. It has like this gummy texture to it. I know that might sound weird to people, but I mean, just trust me on this. It is so good. You would want to slap your grandma. I mean, I love this dang bread so much.
And it's not like, you know, you go to an Italian restaurant and they have the bread that they sprinkle cheese on top of. This is like the shape of a meatball. Like it's a circle and the outside is crust, but the inside is like straight cheese.
Yeah, it's cheese, but it's kind of like this like not doughy
it's
cheese.
Doughy.
Yeah, it's like doughy cheese. Oh, it's so good. It kind of has a crispy shell to it.
It is amazing. If you haven't tried it, you have to go get it. Our second restaurant for date night spots is
Squabble.
Okay, so I haven't been to Squabble. So if I walk into Squabble, what am I expecting to see?
So Squabble is a smaller restaurant than Traveler's Table. It has more of like an intimate feel to it. They have a really nice outdoor part of the restaurant. So you can order a cocktail outside and like, you know, wait for your table to be ready. And then inside, there's not a lot of tables in there. And what I love about them is that they have great cocktails. They have majority of their restaurant is actually a bar.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's majority is the bar. They do heavy on the drinks.
We love that. We love heavy on the drinks.
Yes. And their food is just absolutely incredible. Their bread there, I highly recommend getting any dish that has bread there. Their bread is done in-house, and it is so good.
So what is their like main? Are they Italian? Are they seafood? What do they serve?
So they have different styles. I couldn't even categorize them as one cuisine, which I kind of love that. They have pasta dishes where they're making their pasta in-house. Then they have this one dish, and it is called mussel bread. This was my 2019 favorite dish in Houston. And I will go on the record and say this because it is so dang good. It's basically like a crostini-sized piece of bread, and they cut it up into fours, and they marinate these mussels. And I don't know what they marinate in it, but it's done really well. And they put some calico beans and a little bit of a spread of some like almost aioli sauce on the bread. Oh, and with a little bit of fresh dill. It is so light, and the bread is so crispy with the texture of the mussels that's not overpowering. It is phenomenal. I'll never forget when I went there the first time, and the waiter recommended it to us, and he was like, just trust me. Like, trust me. This is so good. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm from South Louisiana, but I don't know about some mussels.
I don't want that.
And he was like, just trust me. And I tried, and I had one of those moments. Have you ever had a moment with food where you're just like, oh my gosh,
this. Oh, are you kidding? Every time I
got, every time you eat Chick-fil-A.
Oh my God, it's good.
But I had a moment, and I was like, this is absolutely incredible. I wanted to savor the moment. So yeah, so that's definitely 2019 best dish, mussel bread at Squabble. You will definitely find success at that restaurant.
I mean, come on, if that doesn't sell you enough to take your date there, I don't know what will. Like, that sounds so good. And I don't even like seafood. Danielle's trying to force me to like seafood.
You will like seafood. We will get you to that point.
If I go to mussel bread, I guess I might have to. The way you're describing it, I'm like, oh boy, I should probably check that out.
That's a big leap. We might start you off a little bit, you know, yeah, maybe some like white fish.
Okay, good. Now, our third restaurant on date nights is definitely La Lucha.
Yes, La Lucha. So that's our seafood restaurant.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So La Lucha reminds me of home. It reminds me of Louisiana. When I walk in, I see white tablecloths, which is a very like Louisiana kind of feel to it. It's where it's like, you know, it's like you're classy, but like you're not going to spend a whole lot of money at this restaurant because like that'll make you feel a little bit better,
right?
It's
just enough.
Yeah, it's just enough of like for a date night spot. So white tablecloths, a really nice bar area. They have like, you know, two tops around the restaurant. And the typical food there, they have great fried chicken.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Their fried chicken is one of my top three favorite in Houston. So, so good. And then they also do obviously like oysters. And then they have this one dish and it is crawfish bread. It is so good. It is crawfish. It's like a crawfish and cheese concoction on French bread.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
give
my
it to
gosh,
me.
Girl. Look, okay, so this French bread basically just like crumbles in your mouth as you eat it. And they get it from New Orleans, this French bread.
Oh.
They're bringing it in from New Orleans. That's how good it is. And if you're from Louisiana, you know there's like a few, there's this one place that has like the best French bread. It's called, I'm going to butcher it, but it's Leinheimen bread.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know the spelling.
It is, yeah, exactly. That bread is so good, and that is this bread. It is incredible.
Boys, if you are not taking notes, I don't know what you're doing. Are you listening? I don't even like seafood, and she's describing crab and mussel bread, and I'm like, yeah, baby, order it up. Let's do it.
Even if the date is bad, at least you're going to get a good meal out of it. You are going to get such a good meal out of these three places. You cannot go wrong.
Any Hinge date you ever go on, you're like, if this fails, at least I got a good dinner out of it.
Exactly. I mean, I don't like to buy groceries. That's why I go on Hinge dates.
Anything to keep you fed, right, Danielle?
Exactly. Exactly. That's why you got to get leftovers. You have to, you know, make sure that he orders an appetizer so then there'll be leftovers.
Take it home. Coming up after the break, we're going to help you cure the Sunday morning hangover. We know you need it. Brunches is coming up after the break, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. It's Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. And Danielle and I, we love a good night out.
Absolutely.
We love spending a good Saturday night out. And we know you're like us. You're hitting up all the bars. You wake up the next morning and you're either like, ladies, it's 8 a.m. Let's go to brunch. Let's get cute. Let's do our hair. Or it's 1 p.m. and you're like, oh, God, I need bacon.
I need something greasy to set into my stomach and soak up the alcohol and the mistakes.
One of our favorite things to talk about is brunch. We love talking about where to go to brunch. We know that you're always wondering, where do you go to brunch? We have three places for you. This is like, what's the story of like Goldie Bear? What is it? Goldie Bear and the what? Goldie Bear. What am I saying?
Goldilocks.
Was it Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
Yes, Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Where it's like, this one was too much and this one was too little, but this one is just right.
Just right.
We know that there's the days you want to get up and you want to get dressed and you want to go baller brunch. This is Papa Bear Brunch.
So Papa Bear Brunch. Papa Bear Brunch in Hangry Houstonian world means you're going to get heels probably or like some wedges. You're going to get all dolled up. And the place that I have in mind is Bloom and Bee at the Post Oak Hotel. Now, when you walk in to Post Oak Hotel, number one, you feel fancy because like there's a Bentley dealership, right? So you can't just roll out of bed. So like you got to be Papa Bear.
I feel so lame handing my Chevy Malibu to the valet. I'm like, keep it running, baby.
Keep it running. So you walk in and it's super bougie already. And then you see the Bloom and Bee restaurant. And Bloom and Bee is so girly and pink. I mean, this is really straight for the ladies.
Right.
It is pink velvet chairs. There's stained glass hanging from the walls. There's flowers, fresh flowers everywhere. I mean, there are a ton of colors. I mean, it's pinks and it's greens and it's yellows and it's bright and it's vibrant. This is a perfect place if you're thinking not only just brunch, but bridal shower, girls' night out. Like, this is your perfect girls' day.
Or just like Instagram worthy.
Absolutely.
Hello. Like, you know, if you're Papa Bear brunching, like, you're going to go for the picture. Like, if you're going to get that dressed up at 9 a.m. to go to brunch, 10 a.m. whenever you're getting up on a Sunday morning, you're getting pictures. There's no way you're going to go to a place like this and not be like, ooh, look where we are. We're bougie.
I definitely love a good restaurant that's Instagram worthy and also really tasty. And that is Bloom and Bee for you.
Now, what kind of food do they have at this place? Because normally fancy places, I get a little nervous about their brunch.
So their menu really ranges. When I went last time, I got some mussels.
You love it.
You know what? I do love my mussels. I don't have many on my body, but the mussels that I consume.
In your stomach.
Exactly. The mussels that I consume within my stomach, I typically like. And the ones that I got from Bloom and Bee were so good. It came in a nice, like, light creamy sauce, because sometimes mussels will come in a like a red heavy sauce, and that's not how this is. When I think of Bloom and Bee, I think of more like light salads. They do have breads and like some carb dishes, but it's mainly like lighter, like ladies who lunch and brunch type of dishes. Ladies who lunch and brunch type dishes. So I got a nice fruity cocktail that had a lot of like melons, cucumbers in it. I mean, it was so good.
Papa Bear brunch, easy. We're getting dressed up. Mama Bear brunch is like a little bit in the middle of like, you could probably go wearing something nice, but if you didn't want to wear makeup, you didn't have to.
So my Mama Bear brunch is going to be to Tiny Boxwoods.
Yeah.
So Tiny Boxwoods has a few different locations. So there's Tiny Boxwoods and then there's Tiny's number 5.
Yes.
So Tiny Boxwoods has a more of a rustic farmhouse. When you walk in to Tiny Boxwoods, they have across the there's like a greenery area. There's a nursery. There's a nursery where you can actually buy plants. So
which
it's like
crazy.
It's like buy a plant, get some brunch, you know, buy some brunch, and then you know wander over there afterwards, buy a plant. It's like a great Sunday, right?
Tiny Boxwoods is also a very Instagrammable place. And now Danielle is our foodie. She is our Instagram star. She knows everything about this food. I'm more of like the, if it's sweet, I want it kind of person. Like, I know what I like and I know what I like. But I do know when I go to Tiny Boxwoods, they have the best, and I mean the best cinnamon roll I've ever had in my entire life. And when you ask them to heat it up and they put it in like this little, it's like an oven, there's fire and they take it out, I will eat the entire thing in 5 minutes and I won't share it with anyone.
I'm actually surprised it takes you 5 minutes.
Right, like it is so good. And like you can get cinnamon, you know, what is cinnamon, Cinnabon, there's all these places you can get cinnamon. But if you go to Tiny Boxwoods and you order a cinnamon bun, I mean, holy crap, they're big. And there's like the icing to bun ratio is like not too much. There's good cinnamon. It's warm. Like,
That ratio is so important. They have a lot of, their bakery there is so solid. Their cookies, especially. If you go to Tiny's, if you don't get a chocolate chip cookie, you're living your life wrong.
You're doing something
wrong. You're doing life wrong.
Put this down as an I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry tip. Get the chocolate chip cookie. And if you didn't get it, go back because you messed up.
They actually have a brick and mortar now that is just selling their chocolate chip cookies. That is how good their chocolate chip cookies are. So when you're eating brunch, make sure you do not leave without a chocolate chip cookie. That is what we're saying here.
Even if you, if it's too early and you have to take it home, I have put it in the microwave for 5 seconds before and it feels and it tastes like it just comes out of the oven. Like it's something about the inside being gooey, like it just came out of the oven. And there's like, if the recipe called for a cup of chocolate chips, they put in 3 cups of chocolate chips. It's so good.
You gotta walk out of there with at least a few cookies in your purse.
That's all we're saying. So we have a Papa Bear brunch, we got a Mama Bear brunch. Baby Bear brunch is like, you woke up at 1 p.m., you ended up at McIntyre's the night before, and you were like, crap, if I don't get something greasy in my stomach right now, I'm gonna be sick.
So I'll say this is typically where I'm at on a Sunday.
This is a normal Sunday for Danielle and I.
Yeah, just to be completely transparent with y'all so y'all get to know me here, that's definitely where I end up. It's like a 1 o'clock roll out of bed, hair in a bun. We're going to Egg House in the Heights because I live in the Heights and that just works for me because I'm hungover.
Now, even though this is more of like a baby bear brunch of we're going, we don't have to look nice, it still has a really nice vibe to it.
It does. And again, it's another Instagram worthy place. So they are next to King's Beer House. It is owned by the same restaurant group. And their concept is it's a very bright, white, colorful. So you're not going to feel like you're walking into a place that's like dark and, you know, it's a Sunday. You're walking into a place that's fun and bright. And they have this clear case of croissants that are super colorful and bright. They have a rose croissant that is, it's pink. It's half pink. And then obviously half, like you can see the croissant with like florals on it. And then they have a matcha one. They have Nutella. Ooh. They have Oreos. I mean, this place really does it right when you're thinking like Instagram worthy food.
Okay, so this is just as Instagram worthy, but just like maybe not your face.
Yeah, we're not taking pictures there. We're actually going to wear our mask a little bit higher up so people can't see us.
Right, exactly. So which one of these croissants then do you recommend? Because all of those sounded so good. I think I'd probably go for the Oreo one.
So I actually, when I'm super hungover, I'm not going to go sweet. I'm going to go savory. And they have these breakfast tacos there that I love. There's one taco in particular that I'm like drooling. I'm salivating right now thinking about. It has a Mexican style crema, which is basically their like sour cream, yeah. I think. And it has like this like ground beef, sauteed bell peppers and onions. And it's, they're not a huge taco. And so you can have multiple of these and they're so good. There's one that is more of like a breakfast one with like eggs and potatoes. I just personally love the one that is the ground beef with the sauteed bell peppers and onions. I mean, that one to me is so good. But yeah, and then they also have sandwiches. They're like the egg sandwiches. And yeah, they also have lattes. They have a millionaire latte there. Millionaire latte that has edible gold on it.
What? Okay, I thought this was baby bear. This is
okay. Well, when I say baby bear, I mean like you can roll in there looking like, you know, a hoodlum.
How we do right now, like no judgment.
Yeah.
You can't see us right now, but both of our hair is in a ponytail.
This is me rocking every day, pretty much. you can roll in there like looking kind of, you know, ratchet. But the product you're gonna get there is super solid. So you can get this millionaire latte with your really bougie croissant and feel like, man, I am not hungover anymore. It's great.
That's the best, is when you walk into a place and you feel like garbage and you walk out and you're like, all right, what's next for the day?
I'm ready to tackle the day. Let's do this. And then they also have, I can't talk about Egg House and not mention this one drink. They have a lavender latte there. Ooh. And I trust any restaurant that has a lavender latte. Have you had a lavender latte before?
No.
Oh my gosh. It has this like sweet herbal flavor to it, but not too much to where like, I feel like sometimes that can almost taste like perfume. That's not the case with
this. Yeah.
It is light and airy. It is so delicious. And yeah, you should definitely try it.
Listen, no matter what kind of brunch you're feeling, no matter what kind of night you had the day before, we're just trying to help you out. Every week, we're going to have a new brunch spot. So whether you're feeling Papa Bear brunch, you're like, let's go. It's 9 a.m. Get your girls together. Feeling a little bit in the middle or a little bit like, I just rolled out of bed and everything hurts and I'm dying and I need bacon. We got you.
I need some sort of grease and substance to soak up all my bad decisions. Why did I take that many green tea shots?
Coming up after the break, we're going to be planning your night out for you. So you don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to hop on Yelp. We're going to plan you a whole night of Bayou bar hopping with your friends and probably give you a sneak peek into what Danielle and mine's Saturday night look like. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. It's Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois, and we are seriously trying to help you live your best foodie lives in Texas. Danielle is a foodie expert, and I'm just here to eat all the food. Now, as two girls who weren't actually born in Houston, we're finding a lot of hidden gems around the area that we never would have stumbled across if we didn't explore. So think about it. Like, when you go out to eat, whether it's you and your significant other, or you and your girlfriends, you and your family, do you ever find yourself repeating restaurants?
Absolutely. If there's a dish that I find that I like at a restaurant, it's hard not to go back, right?
You want to do it all the time. And the hard thing, I think, for me as a transplant and for anyone else that even lives in the city, is it's hard to find places that aren't necessarily on a busy street. Like for me, when I want to find a restaurant I want to go to, I like to go to the bunches and the bundles of restaurants. Like I'll drive down Richmond, I'll drive down Kirby and find a place that I think looks cool from the outside. And if they have a good Yelp review, I'm like, all right, let's hit it up. But there's some places I think that you don't find unless you know about it.
Yeah, there's definitely hidden gems throughout the city. And one of my favorite hidden gems is actually a restaurant called Roost.
Now, Danielle and I went to Roost last week and we had such a good time because this restaurant is almost in a neighborhood.
It is. It's a neighborhood restaurant. And that's one of the reasons that I love Roost. It has that neighborhood feel. It has neighborhood prices. So it's, you're not going to break the bank by going there. And there's fresh local ingredients that they use. So yeah, it's great.
When we say Houston hidden gems, we're really finding places that you would never be able to find if you're doing what I do. If you're driving down the side of the road or driving down Kirby, you would never be able to find this. So Danielle, if you had to describe right now, I'm driving, where am I going?
So you're off the beaten path. You're off the main roads of like Kirby, right? Like you said, and you are in a neighborhood. You're off of Fairview and Shepherd. So Shepherd is definitely one of the main roads, and Fairview is another notorious road in Houston. Roost is just on the side of the road.
And don't worry, if you're not like us and you don't deal with roads and landmarks, you deal more with numbers, we're going to make sure to give you the addresses to all the places we're talking about today on our show at the end. So when we were eating on it, we were eating outside, and it was almost like you were at a picnic table and you looked around and you saw townhouses. If you're sitting outside, you're not on a main road, you're not on a busy street, you're legitimately sitting in someone's front yard.
You are. They actually have a mural on their fence that is next to an apartment complex.
Which is insane, because how many places can you go to that are not like in the middle of downtown, somewhere really fancy, really special, that's in the middle of a neighborhood that also has someplace Instagrammable like that?
It's really cool because it's quiet. It has like this quiet neighborhood feel to it, but a really cool Instagrammable spot that you're like, oh, I can make this, you know, I can get the shop for the gram. I can get a great meal and it's not going to be too pricey. It's going to hit all the high points for me.
So this place is called Roost. It's R-O-O-S-T and it's a hidden gem of Houston. It's so nice. When we went, Danielle, we had some great food.
We did. One of my favorite things there was the cauliflower.
The
cauliflower that had the bonito flakes that were kind of swaying in the wind with this like miso dressing. And it's, I think it's fried almost, this cauliflower, like lightly fried maybe. It had almost like a little bit of a crunch to it with the bonito flakes that made it extra nice. Oh, so good.
So we can't just tell them one thing we had, because my favorite thing about going out to eat with Danielle is that she will order like all the things on the menu. She's like, this looks good. We should try that looks good. We should try that. So we had like the smorgasbord of food on our table as we're eating on a picnic table outside someone's neighborhood. Someone was watching from their living room window, watching us pig out. What is all the stuff that we had?
So we started with a tomato salad. Do you remember the tomato salad?
Yes. And I am normally not someone who enjoys tomatoes, but this one,
I love when a restaurant uses fresh local produce. And since it's summertime, to me, like I grew up eating tomato salads. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of my childhood and of my grandfather. He would make us tomato salads all the time. And the way that Roost makes their tomato salads is they use granola. They use savory granola and combine it with their tomatoes with this like creamy sauce. That it's not heavy. It's very light and it's so good. Yeah. So we started with that.
We started with that. And then I think the next thing that came out was the wings.
Oh, the Korean chicken wings.
Oh my Lord. These were good.
They're good. They might, you know, kick your tail a little bit with their spice, but they were really nice. They have this Asian flair to it. So they are Korean. So it has this like glaze almost. It was just a really Asian glaze spice to it. The heat was balanced, though, with the sweetness of the sauce, which I really love. Because sometimes if it's super spicy, it'll kick my tail and it'll burn my tongue. Yeah. And I won't be able to taste the sweetness of the spice. And what I love about Asian sauces, and they do it so well at Roost, is they just made it palatable. You know, they really made it to where I could feel that burn, but I could also taste that sweetness of that Korean sauce.
And that was something that normally I wouldn't be interested in. And it was really, really good. Now, I think our favorite dish for the both of us was when this duck came out. Now, for very separate reasons, Danielle, tell them about the duck.
So the crispy duck, which I am such a fan of crispy duck, they serve this duck with hot honey. And have you ever had hot honey before?
That was the first time I think I ever had it.
Hot honey. If I see hot honey on a menu, I don't care what they're putting it on. I'm going to order it because I am such a firm believer in hot honey.
Right.
So they have a little ramekin of hot honey on the side of this crispy duck. But then they also have your favorite thing, the Gouda mac and cheese.
Yeah, you tell them. This Gouda mac and cheese, straight up, like if you like 5-year-old food like I do, like mac and cheese, chicken tendies, this is it because it makes you feel bougie. It's Gouda. This isn't no craft. This is Gouda mac and cheese.
Welcome to Houston, honey. You eating some Gouda mac and cheese, all right? You're not eating the craft out of a box anymore. We're going we're gonna kick it up a notch at Roost, okay? And we're going to give you the Gouda. We're going to give you the good Gouda.
Oh, the good Gouda.
The good Gouda over here.
If this is someplace that you want to check out, whether it's with your family or with your friends or your significant other, it's up actually on Danielle's Instagram page at Hangry Houstonian. She posted some pictures of it, so you can actually see what the food looks like before you go.
Yeah, I definitely took the pictures before, but Jesse and I destroyed the food.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and like Jesse said, I love to go to these restaurants and try to order, you know, kind of like a smorgasbord of different things. So we can try, you know, a bite or two of each, or we can inhale all of it,
exactly.
Which we did at Roost because it was that good.
What I love
is... It was that Gouda. It was that Gouda.
Danielle takes pictures of these things before you go out. Because a lot of times when I look at, you know, pages of restaurants before I go out, they take the professional pictures so it looks good.
Yeah.
And then it comes out and it never really looks the same. Danielle posts the pictures of what the food looks like when it comes out of the oven, when it comes out of the kitchen, whatever it is. So you see exactly what you're going to get when they put it in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm such a visual person that to me, you can describe a dish to me, but until I actually see it on Instagram or on Yelp or on some sort of review, I want to be able to visualize what I'm about to inhale.
Exactly.
So I can like set myself up for success, you know?
I got to know what I'm getting into.
Exactly. I mean, like I'm the type of foodie that like before I go to a restaurant, I will look at the menu, look at pictures of the menu just to set myself up. And I did that at Peru's and I was so, and it's kind of like a mental thing. You almost get more excited about the restaurants because you see all these awesome food pictures and that's what you can do at Hangry Houstonian.
See, we're here to hype you up here, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. We want to make sure that we're hooking you up with not just the best date spots, not just the best brunches, not just the best hidden places that you probably didn't even know about in Houston, but we want to make sure that if you make it past that first date, right, you want to go out. You're like, let's take this to the next level, baby. We're going to go out. We have a whole night planned for you.
We do. I mean, we want to be your plug for all of these activities in your life,
right? We love to give you nights to go out. We don't want you to have to get in your group chat with your girls and say, where are we going to go tonight? What are we going to plan? We just want you to be able to listen to our show and say, don't worry. Jesse and Danielle have already laid out the whole night for us. We don't have to worry about it. This is Bayou Bar Hopping. Where are we starting the night, Danielle?
So we're going to start our awesome adventure of a night out at Bungalow Heights.
Now, Bungalow Heights is somewhere that Danielle and I have actually been together before. And the good thing about Bungalow Heights is it's a good place to start because you don't have to stand. It's not too loud. You can actually sit, get food, and talk.
That's what I love about it. So because it has food, that's why I'm going to start off there so we can get a little bit of substance into our body before we start making bad decisions.
Right. We want to soak up the bad decisions before we get too into it. Yeah. So when you walk into Bungalow Heights, they have all these beers on tap, right?
They do. And when you walk into this house, I mean, I would love to live there. It's like a farmhouse looking. It's high ceilings, picnic size tables. And then they also have bar stools and an outdoor seating area. So it's very aesthetically pleasing in there.
Yeah, this is a good place to go. Whether like this is just your vibe and you want to hang out here all night, or this is just kind of your place to go and get the night going, this is a good place to be able to sit, to drink, to talk, to eat, to just bring in like the farm style aesthetics and, you know, just you're getting ready for a good night out. Now, like 8:30, we're at Bungalow, 10:30. Where are we at?
So 10:30, we're going to walk across the street. We're going to walk down the street to Drift.
Oh, now Drift is kind of new, isn't it?
Drift is new. Drift opened up, I think it was around January that okay. They opened their doors.
Drift is kind of an inside outside bar.
It is. They have, I mean, it's the middle of Drift is just their bar area. I mean, it is a bar wrapped around. So it has a great outdoor space, tons of TVs outside. Great to like bring your dog there.
Yes.
There's a lot of room to roam.
Drift is the place, ladies, where like you want to bring your man because you can go out with your friends and you can go to the bars and drink and your man is still playing Papa Shot in the corner of Drift. That's a personal experience. Can you tell?
I personally don't ever go out with a man.
Yeah.
I typically go out to find a man. But yes, definitely there's Papa Shot. I like that there are games and there's TVs there. There's something for everybody there.
Exactly. Now, 10:30, we're chilling. We're at Drift. God, now who even knows what time it is? It's like 1 in the morning. who knows where we ended up except for Danielle.
Yeah, we're going to make our way now to McIntyre's, which is just a fan favorite for me and my friends.
Listen, if you ever want to find Danielle and I out on a Saturday night, trust me, we're at McIntyre's. You tell them why.
Yeah, where do I start? First of all, the green tea shots just hit different there, okay? My favorite drink of choice at McIntyre's, they have this coffee drink, which I know sounds crazy. Right. And maybe I'm not ordering this at 1 a.m. Maybe I'm ordering this if I'm there on a Sunday fun day. Okay. Yeah. But this coffee drink that they have is a frozen coffee, almost like a frappuccino. Yeah. It is so good. And I mean, it definitely works.
Now, McIntyre's, I think, is a really cool bar because the vibe when you walk in, kind of like Jeff, there's an inside and there's an outside section. But something that I think that is really cool about these bars is their swings.
There are swings at McIntyre's. I think that was one of the first bars that I went to that had a really cool swing setup. I think they were one of the first in Houston. I could be wrong about that. But I just remember when I moved here thinking like, oh, this bar, McIntyre's, they have swings. I can take a cool Instagram-worthy picture on these swings. And they have food trucks that come out.
This is a really good vibe for like the end of the night. Whatever time it is, whatever you start to wrap it up, whether it's earlier, it's 10:30, or you're like Danielle and I are staying until last call, this is a great place to wrap up your night. You can swing all night long. The green tea shots are amazing. They have food trucks to help you soak it up. This is a really good vibe to end your night.
It's an all-inclusive place, and it's so funny. Like, who are you going to run into at McIntyre's at 1 a.m.? It's kind of like a game to my friends,
right,
and I.
Everyone.
Like, who are we going to run into? It's so much fun.
Coming up after the break, we are going to take a deep dive into Danielle's DM. So hopefully you've never said anything creepy to her, or you might end up getting called out on I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. It's Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. Do you like how fancy I did that?
I do. I love when people say it with a little bougie, little twist.
You can't say Dubois. You have to like get a little flick of the wrist. Dubois.
I love when people say my first name, Danielle Dubois.
Oh, so see, I'm not that fancy.
Oh, yeah, girl. Oh, you will be. We need to be a Danielle Dubois.
A Danielle Dubois. Wait, you're not Italian?
No, it's French. It's a French. I am Danielle Dubois.
Our accents are just a little bit off.
I know, exactly. I'm horrible with accents, although I love them.
The most of it, Jesse Watt.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we know we gave you so many amazing things to think about this week. We gave you three different places to think about when you're taking your Hinge date out that you've been talking to in quarantine. We know things are getting a little bit serious. Places you can take your dates. We gave you places to go to brunch. We gave you places to go out. Houston Hidden Gems. We know it can be a little bit confusing. So what we want to do right now is give you a chance to get a pen and paper, because we're going to give you addresses. We know some of you work with numbers and some of you are like us, and we work like a turn right at the nail salon and then left at that Chick-fil-A, and then you're somewhat there.
Landmarks are, it's a visual thing for me.
Right? I think that's how we both work, but we totally understand that some of you need the address. So get your pen and paper out. We're going to make sure you know exactly where these places are. Ladies, gentlemen, if you're going out on a date with your quarantine boo-boo, number one.
Traveler's Table.
Traveler's Table. Where are we at?
520 Westheimer. Number two, Squabble, 632 West 19th Street. Number three, La Lucha, 1801 North Shepherd Drive.
Okay, now well, let's remember that La Lucha is a little bit more of the seafood, right?
Yeah, La Lucha is going to be more of your Louisiana type feel restaurant.
And Squabble and Traveler's Table, they have a little bit of everything. So if you're dealing with someone who's maybe a little bit of a picky eater like myself, this would probably be the place that you'd want to take them.
Yeah, you're going to find something for every sort of palate there.
You went out. We know you went out because we went out and we had a little bit too much fun. So here's what we're doing. We're hitting up brunch. We're going Papa Bear style all the way. Baller brunch. We're getting dressed up. We're putting on our heels. Where are we going?
We're going to Bloomin' Bee at the Post Oak Hotel. The address there is 1600 West Loop South.
And if you're like us and you really rely on Google Maps, you can probably just put in Post Oak Hotel into your Google Maps and it'll take you right there.
Number two is going to be Tiny Boxwoods for your Mama Bear brunch. And it's going to be at 3614 West Alabama Street.
This one's just in the middle. Like, you woke up, maybe you brushed your hair, you didn't put on makeup, you're going to hit up Tiny Boxwoods. Number three, you're rolling out of bed. You need greasy food in your stomach ASAP, Rocky. You might still have to take an Uber to get there. Where are we going?
We're going to Egg House. It's going to be an Instagram-worthy spot, but still, you're rolling out and need some substance. And it's going to be at 2042 East T.C. Jester Boulevard in the Heights.
One of the most common questions that Danielle gets in her DMs is about all the places that you wouldn't find unless you knew exactly where it was. This is a Houston Hidden Gems.
So for our Hidden Gem episode, we talked about Roos. Roos is going to be at 1972 Fairview.
And this is a place that's legitimately inside a neighborhood. So if you want to go somewhere kind of intimate and kind of small to take your date, this is a really good place to go. Now, we got you. We know you're in your group chat with your girlfriends right now and you're trying to plan the night out on Saturday night. We have you, Bayou Bar Hopping.
Our first stop on Bayou Bar Hopping is Bungalow Heights at 1919 Beale Street.
Now, these are all pretty close. If you're walking over to Drift, what's our address?
Drift is going to be 1207 West 20th Street.
And then you're walking over to McIntyre's.
McIntyre's on the same street. It's going to be 1230 West 20th Street. And they're all on the same street. McIntyre's are literally across the street from each other. Bungalow is like at the corner. So I guess that's why it's a different street name. But
right.
it's on the same street. So like you're Ubering to one place and then you're walking to the rest of them, which makes it really nice. You know, it's practical.
It's an easy spot to go.
It's a practical bar hop.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
Now, the way we like to end the show is we want to give you a cocktail of the week. We're in quarantine right now. We want to make sure that we're staying at home. We're staying away from our loved ones, keeping people safe. And the best way to do that is to do Bayou Bar Hopping in your own house. Maybe you're spending one night in the living room, the next night in your bedroom, or the next night in the laundry room. Who's to say? Our cocktail of the week this week comes from Martha Stewart. So you know it's good.
You have to start out with Martha, right? Martha and Snoop Dogg.
Martha and Snoop, like, who would have thought of all people, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg would be like the best of buddies.
Name a better duo. Any cocktail that Martha's going to come up with is going to be bomb.
So this is something that we are going to post on Danielle's Instagram story. So you'll make sure you want to check it out. You have to follow her at Hangry Houstonian. So you can make this cocktail of the week. You can tag her, tag us. We make sure you see it. Here's what you're going to need if you want to make Martha Stewart's watermelon mojitos.
So fancy.
Watermelon sugar.
Hi.
Watermelon sugar. Hi. Hey, Styles. How you doing, baby?
We should stick to talking on the radio, not singing.
I don't know. I think we sounded pretty good.
Harry, where are you at?
All you're going to need is 6 cups of seedless watermelon to puree. Fresh mint leaves, 5. This is going to make like a giant pitcher, by the way. Like if you're quarantining for yourself, maybe cut this in half. Or if you're going to share with your significant other or roommate, you go for it. You're going to need 1 cup of club soda, 2 cups of ice cubes, 2/3 cup simple syrup, and 1 cup white rum. Whatever white rum you'd like, you want to make sure that you puree the watermelon. When you put this all together, it's a really refreshing drink on a summer day because let's be honest, the heat these days... Ooh.
Welcome to Texas, baby.
Listen, I don't know how y'all are doing this, and maybe I'm just like a wimp, but I got in my car the other day, and I think I have a 3rd-degree burn on my butt. How do you do it?
It's only going to get worse, too. Like, I mean, it hasn't even hit the highest point.
Don't tell me. I don't even want to hear it. I can't deal with how hot it is going to get. But
hot girl summer, baby.
I know that these watermelon mojitos are definitely going to make it better. We're going to put it up on Danielle's Instagram at Hangry Houstonian. And if you have a cocktail of the week that you want us to feature on I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry, you can always message us. My Instagram is at JessieWatt965.
And I'm at Hangry Houstonian.
Now, Danielle does a really, really, really good job of answering her DMs. So send them to her literally anytime. You can tag her in your story, tag both of us. We will make sure that we feature your cocktail on our show.
Slide into our DMs. Don't be afraid to slide in.
Now, be careful, though, because you can slide into Danielle's DMs and you'll answer.
I will always answer.
But here on the show, we like to take a dive into Danielle's DMs. One of my favorite ways to end the show is to take a look at all the crazy DMs that Danielle gets. So if you're going to message her something whack, just know we're probably going to talk about you.
We're going to talk about it for sure.
I'm really sorry about that. But you know what? Karma, okay? You message someone something creepy, we're going to call you out. So Danielle, let's dive into your DMs this week. What is the craziest message you got?
So this week, I posted a picture for a campaign with a popsicle in my hand.
Oh, boy.
And I had a fella slide into my DMs and was talking about how hot I am and how the dripping popsicle and about how I was as hot as the heat outside and the dripping of the popsicle. And I was like, sir, you need Jesus.
You need Jesus. Listen, if you can't come up with a better line to slide into someone's DMs than to talk like, come on, you see a popsicle. How old are we here?
Exactly. I mean, yes, it is hot outside. And I mean, you know, I like to think I'm not too hard on the eyes, but I mean, the Texas heat is gonna melt the popsicle a lot more than my body heat. Okay.
Oh my Lord. Listen, we've all gotten some creepy pickup lines in our day, we know, but come on, boys.
What's the best pickup line you've gotten?
You know, that's a great question. You want to know what's dumb is the only people that ever message me are people from high school who I haven't talked to in 7 years. And I'm like, you must be that bored that you went through. I know you went through the yearbook and you were like, there's these 5 girls I haven't talked to. Let's try all of them on Instagram.
Let's see what they're up to these days. I mean, Jesse Watt has made it big now in radio.
Like, what are we doing? I don't understand. I'm like, we weren't friends in high school and like, love you, but we're not friends now.
Now, did you have a glow up out of high school?
Oh my God, Danielle, I was like 4'3" in high school. Of course I had a glow up.
I appreciate a good glow up. I definitely had a glow up.
See, that's the best part about, I think, like leaving and as you grow up, and especially now we have social media, the second like someone dives into your DMs that you knew when you were younger, you're like, oh.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think that probably, you know, back in high school, I was the high school mascot. Okay. I was the high school mascot. All my friends were the dancers that became like NFL dancers, and they were, I mean, the professional dancers. And I was the mascot.
You were not.
Yes, yes. I was Cubby the Cub. My dad presented me on senior day and he was a proud father.
Listen, I think if we convince Danielle long enough, if we send her enough DMs, we might be able to get her to release some pictures or maybe some footage, at least a picture of her in this mascot costume.
Oh, because I'll happily release it. Oh, I will happily, gladly release it.
All right. Make sure you follow Danielle on Instagram at Hangry Houstonian and myself at JesseWatt965. Hopefully we can convince Danielle to happily release the picture of her as her high school mascot. She'll post up the picture of Martha Stewart's watermelon mojitos. If you want to check it out, you can link up with us, message us. We'll make sure to get back to you. Thanks for listening to I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
And thank you for the glow up.
I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry with Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. Make sure to listen Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on CBS Sports Radio 650, 95.7 HD3, or on the radio.com app. Download it today.